Hi, this is a meeting of the National Finance Committee of the Pacifico National Board, and date today is December 7th. That time now is 12:59 p.m. West Coast Pacific time by my watch. And Paul Surovell, who had been the treasurer of this committee,
Treasurer Villas, Secretary, WBAI.
What did I say? Did I say treasurer?
Yes.
He was the secretary of this committee, has been replaced on this committee by their new treasurer, by WBAI's new treasurer, who is Baruti. Baruti, how do I pronounce your last name?
Beriaco? Yeah, that's good.
And so in Paul's absence, we need to elect a treasurer pro tem.
Secretary
pro tem. Before I do that, I'm just going to go ahead and call the roll. LaVarne's
here. LaVarne Williams here.
LaVarne Williams. Carol Spooner?
Here.
Dave Adelson? Here. Donna Warren? Not here. Sandy, what's your last name?
Weinman.
W-E-I-N.
Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Here. Henry Cooper?
Here.
Baruti
Beriaco. Here.
Alice Shields. And I believe it's Warren Turner from WPFW. And Lonnie Hicks is. Warren's not here, and Lonnie Hicks is here. So present are Carol, LaVarne, Dave, Sandy, Henry, and Baruti. We need to elect a secretary pro tem. Is there anybody willing to volunteer for the post?
I cannot do it, folks.
I have stuff that I really have to get done between now and tomorrow for our lab meeting, and I'm just I won't be able to do it. This is LaVarne. Sorry.
This is Sandy. Unfortunately, I'm working not one but two jobs now. It helped me solve the Bush economy, but it puts more demand on my time.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Baruti and Henry left, or I do both jobs.
Well, I'm new. I want to kind of get my feet wet before I start volunteering. So.
No, it's perfect time.
Henry,
it's a simple job. All you need to do is take notes and
Henry,
write them up and send them to us.
Send them out, right.
Henry, it's between you and me. Why don't you? I'll pick a number between 1 and 10, and you guess what it is.
I declined. I have a lot of things to do on this weekend, and I am up to my tabarin. I cannot do it.
I don't know if it's appropriate for me as chair to also take notes.
No, there's no problem. This is a committee. It's not a board.
Okay, I will do it then.
Thank you,
okay.
Dave.
Thank you.
Hold on a second, then I have to write up stuff. Present. We started at
12:59 Pacific Standard Time.
Can I ask a question in the meantime? Would the person have to be a member of the committee to be the secretary?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
We can't recruit.
No.
The world.
Okay, hang on. There we go. Okay. We don't have any new business that I'm aware of scheduled for this meeting, other than we were supposed to get a report on that. We were supposed to revisit the WBAI budget situation. The other agenda items should be the financials. Hold on a second. Looking at the October financials, and then the.
Proposed resolutions that I
sent. And then the proposed resolutions.
These are carryovers from previous meeting discussions.
And these are, we actually do have time on the upcoming CMB agenda for the consideration of these motions. So I'd just like to go through Well, first let's deal with the WBI budget situation. Do we have any additional information? Do we have any information from either Lonnie or from WBI directly?
No. Carol did mention that what you guys were looking for, if summarizing, is a report from out of the MIM system in terms of pledges and percentage of pledges received to date. So I will make a request for that information next week and email it out to everyone.
Great.
So
yeah, what would be helpful would be to know if the fund drive met the expectations and projections of the budget.
Yes, the number that I heard quoted was that we got, I think it was 950?
In pledges. But we
in
don't
pledges,
know what
right.
the fulfillment rate
right.
is.
Right, no, I don't know the fulfillment rate.
Yeah.
So
if we knew that, we would know whether our budget needs to be revisited or not, and we don't know yet.
Okay,
so you're going to request a MEMSIS report from
right.
local station management?
Yes, I will.
From WBI management, and provide it to and transmit to the committee by next week?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. End of next week? Next week, which was, that's the 22nd, by 12:22, I'll say. Is that
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is Donna. I'm on the call.
Hey, Donna. Donna joins. I'm functioning both as chair and as secretary, so there are pauses.
Oh.
Okay. If you're willing,
do we have quorum?
Yes, we have 7 people now.
Okay.
Including you. If you're willing to take notes, then I
can. Oh, you guys haven't started yet?
We have. We're dealing in this call with the WBI budget situation, which we don't have any information for, the October financials, and then consideration of the proposed resolutions that we considered on last week's call.
Okay. Unfortunately, the phone that I'm using doesn't let me hold the phone, listen to it, and take the notes.
Okay.
So
all right.
I'm going to decline.
All right. So you guys will just have to tolerate occasional pauses. Okay. So that is the... So Baruti's going to request a MEMSIS report. And Carol, you said the information we want is what?
Well, what we're trying to do is see whether our budget is the WBAI budget is reasonable, whether the income projections in the budget are standing up to the test of actuality.
Mm-hmm.
That was the question when we approved the budget. And the proof is in the pudding as far as fulfillment rate on the pledges of the fall fund drive. So we could get the total amount pledged, the total amount fulfilled so far. We could look at that vis-a-vis the budget and see how they're doing. That's the information we need.
The report should include total amount pledged,
fulfilled
to
date.
To date.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the next item is the October financials. We were sent a note from Lonnie yesterday, I believe, saying that that some of the numbers in the October, some of the October numbers were being adjusted as a result of the audit. And then I understand that he emailed out today the, what was it that he sent out this today? Because I didn't.
He sent the October income statement. That's the budget versus actual report. And he sent revised September year-end balance sheet.
Oh, okay.
We don't have an October balance sheet yet.
Yes, yeah, I wouldn't expect it.
And a revised October balance sheet?
No,
revised
September
slash year-end?
Yes.
Balance sheet.
Right. We do not have an October balance sheet.
Well, so I haven't had an opportunity to look at the numbers. Has anybody, and do we have comments on it?
I have a couple of comments.
Okay.
Just for everyone's information, it looks like the first half of the yearly CPB money has come in.
Oh, good.
And for those who don't know, it usually comes in October, half of it, and the second half comes in the summertime sometime, and I'm not sure exactly when. The CPB money, half of it has come for the year. And the one thing that I had a question about for Lonnie was that it's recorded down in the cash and capital budget as being held at the national office. And it, some of it has been distributed to the stations. And I'd like an explanation of when and how it's getting distributed to the stations. I believe in prior years it just got sent on to the stations as soon as it came through. It just got transmitted. It looks like that didn't happen, and I wonder why not. With the exception of WBAI, which it looks like they did transmit WBAI's CPB money to them. They're showing down in the cash and capital budget, or cash and capital report for BAI, that they got $150,000 in CPB money. And then up on the income line item, they're showing $42,000. So it looks like BAI may have about $192,000 in the bank from the CPB. So I'd like an explanation from Lonnie about that the next time we meet.
Is there a fixed, this is Baruti, is there a fixed percentage or how that allocation is made of the total amount received between the various stations?
Yes, there is. The budget actually shows how much each station is supposed to get from the CPB each year, and there's a formula that the CPB uses to derive that amount, and it's based on previous year's fund drives, and listener support, and whether or not the station is classified as a minority station. Mm-hmm. The grants are actually made by CPB to the stations, not to Pacifica National.
Oh, okay.
So BAI's CPB money is fixed by the CPB, not by any Pacifica policy.
So when they receive the check, there would be a breakdown saying this is the breakdown of, or this is how this money should be allocated.
Well, you know, I've never seen the actual CPB check when it comes into the national office, whether they combine them all into one check or not. But the grants are made station by station.
Station, okay.
But they're made to the license holder.
They send the money to the national office.
And there are apparently some issues/restrictions about how some of the money should be used. Namely, a certain portion of it is supposed to be used for acquiring programs.
29% must be allocated for the production or purchase of national programming.
Okay, anything else about those financials?
The national office gross salaries is about 28% over for the month, so I wonder if they've hired someone new. That's a question I wanted to ask Lonnie.
For how much over?
13.
28%, you said?
Well, let me give you the dollar figure. It's 13,000 over for the month of October, which is 28.7%. We'd budgeted 48,000 in salaries gross for national this in October, and they paid 62.
What page is that on? Do you have the actual report in front of you? Because I did print it out.
Income statement, it's all one after another. It's page 25 of 32.
Okay.
The beginning of the national office report. And my other question, I didn't have much time to look at this. Just got it this morning, but my other question was about the CPB money and when it's going to be distributed.
I had a question on page 2, and they were National Board Expenses Meeting and Travel.
Yeah, that's the September board meeting.
Oh, okay.
And it was held actually October 1st through 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So it got flopped over into this fiscal year. But it's actually the meeting that should have been held last year.
Last year, okay. Okay.
So that $32,000 is going to be extra expense all the way through this year because it was actually budgeted for last year.
And if this is LaVarne, if there was no accrual on some of those expenses, then it would stay in 05 instead of hitting 02. And that's when you need to do some accruals, particularly on hotel, if you can, on hotels where you have a commitment.
Yeah.
Or also, this is Lauren. Just one question that I had, or one comment, is that on a lot of, like, the board expenses and also on the election expenses, when I'd gone to KPFA and talk with the business manager, you know, just to look at the account, we found that there was some interest in there that did not belong. So maybe each person, each station should perhaps talk to their business manager, have them run the account for both the elections and for board expenses, just to make sure that there are board expenses. And I think that what we'd like to do at KPFA is, I don't know how we can arrange this with California, with Berkeley, the university, have someone come in and just look at the expenses, because I've spoken to Carol about this. We have journal entries that journal expenses over to us, but everything is like, everything is grouped together, like the consultant fee and printing and all those costs. You can find them, but you have to go down to the journal entry to find it, versus looking at, you know, them transferring it. They'll just transfer it to any line item, like salaries or whatever. But it's a lot of stuff that's grouped in together. So I think that what we need to do to really understand election costs, board expenses, is that we need to look at them to make sure that even, like, if we can get down to the journal entry without actually doing the analysis or doing it on a spreadsheet, make sure that those entries are proper, and that eventually we need to probably have someone do a spreadsheet so we can understand what the real expenses are, so we can do real projections on what we think the costs will be for elections and for board.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
You maybe, can you write that up? Or
sure.
I could not follow that quickly enough to get it down, but I think as a recommendation, we should really note that for me.
Okay, let me make a note, and I'll make sure I get this done, because the other thing I wanted to do, and I didn't. But
okay, let me make a note in here. Lavarne is going to provide us with a...
recommendations.
Yes.
The keyboard is malfunctioning. Hold on a second. Lavarne is going to draft recommendations
for analysis of the election expenses and board expenses that are being charged to the stations. How's that, Lavarne?
That's excellent.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
The possible misclassification raises the question: is there a policy, I guess, an accounting manual or accounting policy that the stations should be following, or that Pacifica has generated, so that they know what types of expenses should go for what in what accounts, that kind of thing?
Well, yeah. I think this issue is not necessarily the station, because the business managers, I know at our station, it's like really good.
Okay.
It's a matter of the national office. Is national office is transferring expenses, like allocating and transferring expenses to the station, and that's where there's a procedure and process. Because the assistant controller was over when I was talking with Lois there at KPFA, and you know, he was, and Lois and all of them were saying, yeah, that's really what we need. We need a procedure, a policy to make sure that the expenses are transferred properly. Because Lois looked at some, and there was this entry there that they had not informed her that they were going to hit her with, and she just transferred it back because it wasn't correct. But, it's like we would have to go in and just kind of like on a monthly basis to check it to make sure that, but as long as we get the process in place and, like, draft this procedure, I mean, I think our business manager will certainly take care of it. In fact, she'll take care of it before then, because she doesn't want anything hitting her accounts improperly. So we just need a process from the national office to the station, so that when they're transferring expenses, journal entering, they need to inform, they need to provide more details than just on the journal entry. They need to put it in the proper line item. So then we don't have to go and look at this and do analysis every month. We can just look at the income statement, and we'll know what's hitting.
This is Donna. No, I was thinking that what you were saying, Lavarne, is like music to my ears. I've been preaching something like that all the time. But when the annual audit is done, there should be a review of how these expenses go from the corporate office to the stations. And if it's an allocation, to review the basis of that allocation, but particularly the way that it's done. And a comment should be in the financial statement, in the statement section of the report, should actually be a comment on how these things are transferred. And I know that Lonnie and Dan are with the auditors right now, but when we ask for an annual audit, you know, we should look at the past audits and make sure that they address the questions that we have. And when we do have an opportunity for another audit, these are the things that we need to ask the auditor or make sure that the auditor comments on.
Yeah. Right. Right, because, you know, the other part of it is that when you're during the audit, like, there's so many issues that some issues just get, you know, drilled down and you never get to them. And
yeah, I was just going to, I guess, basically say the same thing you said in a slightly different way. What happens when, because I've done some auditing myself, is that you have to determine, you know, like, what's material.
Mm.
So you may say, well, you know, this is, if the transaction is not material, you don't look at everything. So you have to make a decision as to what you're going to look at. And once you set that materiality limit, there could be errors below that limit, but the logic is that the financial statements are still, you know, they fairly present. They're not exact to the penny, but they fairly present, you know, what happened for that particular year. So
that's true, but in any audit, the size, picking out accounts or items to look at because of materiality, you also do it to see if they comply with regulation or if there's if they're significant in another way, you know. So that's the time that we should point out to the auditors that we want specifically these things looked at. We want you to comment on these in the audit report.
When you say, Donna, significant in another way, you mean like, for example, does it comply with agreed upon policies?
Well, yeah, well, that's... There's really three ways that you pick out an item for review. One is materiality. One is compliance to regulations, to FAR, to IRS, whoever the regulatory agency is. And the other thing is for another particular reason. For example, let's say that
just clarify one thing. When, Baruti, you're saying materiality, really we're talking here about a dollar limit, yes?
Right.
Okay.
It's usually a dollar item, but it could also be, you know, a legal, you know, you may look at things because you're legally required to look at them. Like, you know, you get a federal grant, they may say, well, we want you to look, you know, they have different rules for federal auditing and so forth. So
okay.
Most
I'm
of the
sorry,
time it's a dollar limit.
I didn't interrupt you, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, materiality means that you either review it on the amount of the amount or the percentage that it is to the total account.
Okay.
But another thing, if I'm understanding what you're saying, Donna, would be that the auditor would also look to see whether or not certain policies governing certain kinds of transfers are in place and are being followed.
Yes, you can ask
okay,
for
yeah.
that.
All right, so what we're pointing out here is that we don't know and are uncertain what policy is in place when the national office pays a bill and then allocates it out to the stations and charges their accounts for it and takes money from their accounts to cover it.
But, Carol, you can also ask the auditor to review the way the transfers to see if they're proper.
Right.
You know, it doesn't even have, even if you don't have a policy for that, you want to know if in accordance with his requirements that not only are they proper, you really want him to make a comment on it.
Right.
Because that's the question that you're asking.
I have a question about this. Is this stuff that we should be transmitting as requests to the audit committee?
Yes.
Because I'm hearing some things about what are our financial policies and then also about what we want to get from the auditor when the audit's done.
Well, here's the thing. The finance committee and the audit committee are separate for the reason that the audit committee is really supposed to audit our work. We as the finance committee are supposed to be overseeing the financial transactions during the year, and the audit committee is supposed to be working with the auditor to oversee that it was all done right.
So
when we get into things where we are
not sure we are handling them right or that we need to develop a policy or need further information, we should collect those things and send them to the audit committee.
And just additional comment about where is that, you know, like when you do account analysis, I think the whole election and the board expenses are extremely material because it's new. And we need to understand it now before we go ahead, and so that we're not relying on just estimates in terms of what's the cost of the elections, what are our costs. So I think that this is very material to the audit, regardless of what the percentage of the total expenses in terms of where it is. Like I think the line had thrown like 360 or something out of the 14 or something. But anyway, it is material because it is a new expense, and it's we need to really understand it now before we develop it, before it goes to a point where, like the other accounts, you just don't know what's happening. But if you establish a procedure and policy at the beginning, then we can go from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Donna, were you through with your
comments? No, I just want to make one more comment because I know that there is the controller new?
No, he's not really new. He's been there for about a year and a half, hasn't he? It's with Henry, right? He's been there for about a year and a half.
I think they hired, it was about June of 2003.
Because before last week, I hadn't heard of him, but I had an opportunity to talk with him, and, you know, because the audit committee is having problems deciding what's in their purview and what's in the finance committee purview, and I suggested to him that he, to help himself so he wouldn't have all duplicate requests, is make a chart, a checklist to say what the finance committee is supposed to be looking at and what the audit committee is supposed to be looking at. Because my understanding of an audit committee is that that committee actually confers with the auditor. It doesn't look at what the finance committee is doing. It confers with the auditor, and it basically, I'm not going to say run, but kind of monitors the audit process itself.
Exactly.
Now, I might be wrong, but, you know, I think that we need clarification of who's doing what so that we don't bump heads and we can work well with each other.
You're exactly right, and I don't know how many times I've sent out the description of the different duties of the Finance Committee and the Audit Committee as spelled out by board source. I've sent it out 100 times, which is an exaggeration, but not that much of an exaggeration. People need to read that stuff. But anyway.
Well, maybe at the next T&B, maybe we can set aside a time to really go get the finance people, the audit people together,
right,
and go over these issues so we can really get them ironed out.
It might help when we do committee assignments or when they do committee assignments, whoever they are, that we have a moment to do that. And I do think it would be helpful if we had some formal written input on that process by the time that that rolls around.
We could just pull out what Carol has sent us 2,000 times.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, inflation,
the controller.
Is incredible.
We don't really have to reinvent the wheel.
No.
Right.
We honestly do not have to reinvent the wheel.
No.
Corporations have finance committees and audit committees. They are separate committees. They have separate functions. They've been well defined in the literature, and I'll send the literature out again.
Good.
Okay, Baruti, Donna, did that address all of your issues?
I was just making a comment. That's all.
Right, but I mean, it sounds like we still need to, at some point, generate something, some kind of guidance for them.
Yeah.
In terms of allocations, how they're done, what kind of things go on, what types of line.
Exactly.
That's probably a long term project, but there should be something at national and also that also distributed to the station so they'll know what they're being hit with.
Yeah.
There should be a manual so that whoever comes and goes, whoever's the CFO, you know, we get consistency year after year in terms of what's hitting the financial statements where.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, having that will definitely be helpful to everybody.
I'd like to move the agenda.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else on October income statement? Okay, so I'm going to put in here that we will revisit the October income statement at the next meeting when the CFO is available.
So. Yes, I.
Okay.
Financials. Okay. So the next item on the agenda is the update on proposed resolutions, and I just want to go through quickly. The first was that Henry was going to contact Teresa about the audit committee's follow-through with the auditor on interdivision transfers, and I believe that happened. Isn't that right, Henry?
Yes, I talked with Teresa, and she said that she presented that question on the audit committee. But we didn't go on the details. She said that she was going to get in touch with Paul and also with Carol to tell them exactly what happened.
Excuse me.
She was going to get in touch with who?
With Paul Serb and Carol Spooner.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Just to punctualize some issues that she wanted to talk about. I don't know if she did it or not.
No, I haven't heard from her.
Okay, I'll recall her.
He was going to follow up with Carol and who?
And Paul. Paul Serb.
Paul Serville sent her by email. He copied us a copy of the National Board resolution asking for an audit of the interdivision transfers. And a copy of our resolution asking for an explanation as to why it wasn't being done from the auditor.
Well, what she informed me is that she presented those issues on the audit committee when they were talking about something similar, but we didn't go on the details. She said that she was going to get in touch with you, Carol, and with Paul, yes. To inform you exactly what was going on. We didn't have time to talk about those issues.
Okay.
She was in a meeting and I was going to another meeting.
Okay.
And that was what we talked about.
Right. The item was I was to contact Lonnie and request the October financials. I did that, and we know what we received the income statement.
Morning.
Statement this morning. Okay. And we don't have actually a time when we know it will be done. In other words, we don't have that.
Can I just ask a question? When you go online and you look at it, it's been about 2 or 3 weeks since I went online, but I think the last statement that was their last income statement was July or something.
When
you say online,
you're talking about the posting on the Pacifica web.
Right, on the Pacifica web. So just have a question about when will that be on there so, you know, at least we can, you know, with the listeners, you know, they'll get copies of stuff at our lab meetings, not LSB meetings, excuse me, but when they can expect that to be uploaded online. I mean, we're having issues in terms of getting stuff online in terms of minutes and attachments and stuff like that, too, but just want to have a general idea.
The PNB passed a resolution in about March of 2002 that the monthly income statements and balance sheets would be posted on the Pacifica webpage. And they're falling behind in getting them done. But
right.
Yeah. We should follow up on that.
Yeah, we really need to because, you know, you're getting stuff out. And also, you know, if you distribute stuff like at the lab meeting, then when it comes up, it could be different. So, you know, that presents a slight problem, too.
So we need to check on the timeline for posting, for posting data at Pacifica.
The financials, right.
Financials at Pacifica.org. Okay. Next item was, motion by Surivel that the Finance Committee receive a monthly report from each station of the number of active members.
Wait a minute.
Wasn't the next item you're checking with KPFK management about the and reporting back to us about their successful fundraiser?
Nope, that's yes. One after this one.
All right,
going
sorry.
Straight down the list of your notes. So the next thing, we were at the finance committee, receive a monthly report from each station on the number of active members, persons who have contributed $25 or more during the previous 12 months. And by the way, shouldn't that also have included people who have volunteered?
I suppose.
Okay, added note.
Yeah.
Well, I would like a motion to amend that to include.
All right, I move to amend that motion to include financial members by having contributed $25 in the previous 12 months, and members based on their having volunteered 3 hours or more in the previous 12 months. That's the definition.
For a second.
Second.
Okay. Any objection? Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, is there any objection? Okay, so that passes without objection. Hold on a second. By Cooper. Okay. So, and that will be something that I think we will... that's an interesting question. Again, is this something that needs to come to the PNB? And I guess it doesn't until we get some sense of... I mean, if the executives don't want to do it, then it would go there. The next thing was the motion by Cerevelle to ask KPFK management for information on a successful fund drive, and I was to contact KPFK and ask them. I have not had an opportunity to do that yet. I will do that. I'll try and accomplish it by, we'll try to have it done by next meeting. Okay. The next item after that is a motion by Cerevelle that the general manager, station general manager, shall provide monthly preliminary station financial reports, income statements, to their respective local finance committees when they close their books each month at the time they transmit their information to the national office. That was passed without objection, and I don't think we need to do anything further on it, do we?
I just have a comment. This is LaVarne Williams. At the time they pass it and it's approved, because there's always some, you know, misogynist sometime of the data, some slight changes. So you don't want to have a set of numbers from the station and then Liney comes out with a different set of numbers. So,
well, go
ahead. So I just want to make sure that when you get this set of numbers from the station, it's after Liney and all of them have gone over the numbers and made any changes that they need to make, because you don't want to have two sets of numbers at the end of the month. Or,
LaVarne, the reason we did this and the reason we called it preliminary was so that the local board finance committee would have some numbers. We've been waiting 2 or 3 months to get them from Liney.
Oh, for some people. Okay.
So.
Well, oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
The reason
well, I guess
was
we
so have some local, locally generated income statements every month. And it wouldn't be this long delay where we're not talking about October till the end of December.
Okay.
And knowing, of course, that there may be later adjustments.
Okay. Okay. I see what you mean by that. Especially the last 3 months, because before then, I guess I was personalized and I didn't have a problem. But go ahead. I understand. Okay. I agree.
Next item is.
Dave, why are we reviewing what we did last week? Why aren't we just approving the minutes?
Yes.
I'm curious.
Well, because some of them, for example, people contacting people, we needed a status update.
Right.
What happened? and where is that?
Okay.
We just had two questions about things, and we do need to approve those minutes. You're correct. I want to do that. I'd like to do that at the end rather than right now in the middle of this, if that's all right.
Fine.
And it's very hard to manage both the meeting and the minutes.
I get it.
Okay, motion by Adelson that the station fund drive revenues in excess of goals be exempted. Basically, we discussed this. So the station fund drive revenues in excess of goal be exempted from central services payment. The motion was tabled for further discussion. It was suggested another approach would be to exempt stations from payment of central services once they had paid the budgeted central services amount for the year. So that was tabled, and there's a question whether we want to revisit that discussion right now or whether we want to leave that up to the next meeting and or committee slash board.
I move that we leave it to the next year's finance committee.
Second.
Okay. Tabled. Motion to table by Spooner. Second by Cooper. To table until the first meeting of the next NFC?
Yes.
Yeah, once the new national board is seated, I think they should take it up. We're going to need some input from national on how that would impact them.
Right. Okay, is there any objection? Okay, passes without objection. Right. The next item is the committee discussed policy on reporting interdivision transfers. There was general consensus that the finance committee must be notified of unbudgeted interdivision transfers, whether for cash flow shortages or extraordinary or unanticipated expenses. It was suggested that any such transfer of $5,000 or more should require National Finance Committee approval, and a transfer of $20,000 or more should require PMB approval. And Carol was going to draft a proposed resolution for this meeting.
I did.
And that was sent around under separate cover from the minutes, correct?
Yeah.
Let me try and get to those. There we go. Okay, so here's the language. That the National Finance...
Dave?
Yes?
Are we going to go through these motions now or after we get through the minutes? I mean, I'm confused about what you're doing. That's why I was asking what you were doing.
We are going through and looking at the work we did last time, the status of each thing. This was not a review of the minutes, nor an attempt
okay,
to approve the minutes. It was following up on the action items from last time.
Well, from my perspective, it would be more time effective if we get through just seeing where we are, approve the minutes, and go through these resolutions one at a time. That I sent. There are five of them, and I don't want to run out of time to get to them.
Well, it's my understanding that that's what we're doing now. We're going through those five.
Okay.
Motions. That's where we are.
All right.
If you want to approve the minutes, we can approve the minutes right here, but that's what we're doing in the agenda.
Doing fine, Dave. Keep on.
Thank you.
Want me to read the resolution?
Yes, that would help.
Okay, here's the proposed policy resolution that was sent out this morning by email under the title Proposed Policy Resolutions for Today. Resolve that the National Finance Committee shall be notified of all unbudgeted interdivision transfers of funds, of the reason for the transfer, and of the repayment or reimbursement schedule, if any, is applicable. That any unbudgeted interdivision transfer of funds in excess of $5,000 shall require approval by the National Finance Committee, and that any unbudgeted interdivision transfer of funds in excess of $20,000 shall require approval by the PNB. In the event of an emergency where it is not possible to gain NFC or PNB approval in advance of the transfer, the NFC or PNB shall be notified by email prior to the transfer
and the transfer shall be presented to the NFC or PNB for subsequent ratification after the fact. Is there a second?
A second.
Discussion?
I just have a question. I don't have the background. Have there been some problems in this area before?
Yeah.
We're trying to, okay.
Well, the main thing was during there have been when we had, for example, a lot of legal expenses, and when there wasn't, you know, the finance committees weren't able to get up and running on oversight. There was a lot of urgency when there was a transition of administration. So a lot of the stations made large, there were large inter-unit transfers that hadn't been part of the budget to pay off some of these debts, and we never really got a full accounting of what those were. But it really more going forward, the point is just that if large amounts of money are moving through the network outside of what was budgeted, then that's something that needs to be noticed. And if it's very large, it should be approved.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
Okay. Well, if there's no further discussion on it, then I'd like to call a vote on it.
Maybe you could ask if there's any objection.
Right. Well, is there any? I just want to be sure there's no discussion. Okay.
We discussed it last week.
Is there any objection? Okay. Then this passes without objection. Let me get that.
Who seconded?
Henry Cooper.
Henry. Yes.
Tell me when you're ready. I'll go on to the next one.
I'm ready.
Okay. The next proposed policy resolution is resolve that monthly expense line items that are 10% or $10,000, whichever is lesser, over budget for the month shall be explained in written notes that accompany the monthly income statement.
Say that again, please, Carol.
Monthly expense line items that are 10% or $10,000, whichever is lesser, over budget for the month shall be explained in written notes that accompany the monthly income statement. Is there a second?
Second.
Yeah, second.
I have a question. When you say the monthly income statements, you're talking about the schedules that Lonnie gives us?
Yeah, the income statement is the budget versus actual report.
Okay, and does he... Because, you know, forgive me if I haven't looked at this, but does he actually issue an income statement, or is it just the schedules that he usually issues to us?
He sends us an income statement, which is the budget versus actual report. It's titled...
Okay, that's not an income statement,
yeah,
but okay.
It is.
So that's what you're referring to?
That's what I'm referring to. Is
okay.
The budget
okay.
versus actual report is called the monthly income statement.
He actually goes down to profit or excess income over expense line. So he goes he lists revenue expenses, then he goes down to the bottom.
Right.
So he actually does show the income, but then we have asked that he present it so that we can do analysis, you know, the variances. And so now we're just asking that he explain variances that are out of line.
I understand the motion.
Right.
But the term income statement, Carol, when you said that, you know,
yeah.
I was envisioning quarterly and yearly, usually the CFO will actually prepare an income statement in addition to a balance sheet and all that other kind of stuff. But
uh-huh.
I remember the schedules that we saw that compared the estimate to the actual.
So if you look at what Lonnie sent us this morning, he sent us the October income statement.
Okay.
He sends us a monthly income statement every month.
Okay, that's fine. Just go
yeah.
on. I was just trying to clarify
yeah.
that.
Uh-huh.
I have a question. Just on the 10% item. If you had a budget item, for instance, that was $600, but he spent $700 that month.
Right.
Which would be over 10%. That $100 would be more than 10%.
Yeah.
Of the budget. I mean, I don't know. I haven't scanned the budget to see how many small items. I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
Just kind of think out loud what potential extra, you know, maybe work that we could not put on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Do you think
I mean,
we should just leave it at a flat figure of $10,000 and take the percentage out? Would that be more reasonable?
No. But I think what I'm hearing is that maybe there should be even a basement or a ceiling on the amount. Because
right
you said 10% or 10,000, whichever is less. Maybe you could say up to $1,000 change or something like that.
Right, yeah, maybe we could set a ceiling, you know, and anything under, excluding amounts under $1,000 or something.
All right, so I move to amend the motion to insert excluding amounts under $1,000. Is there a second?
Please. Yeah. Motion by Spooner to amend what?
The motion would read as follows. Monthly expense line.
No, please
line
just tell me what you're amending. I can't retype the whole thing.
Okay, it comes after 10% or 10,000. Whichever is lesser, paren, not including amounts under $1,000. All right, so we're just putting a basement in there. They don't have
$1,000?
Yes.
Basically saying they don't have to explain $1,000 items under $1,000, which were over budget by less than $1,000.
Right.
Hey. We all have the opportunity to ask about things at meetings. And
right, we can ask at a meeting, but we don't have to burden them with giving us a written note about it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good solution.
Mm-hmm. While he's, Dave is typing it, can I just throw something else out there?
Yeah.
We probably need to look at something. I mean, I don't have any wording or anything for it now, but even on the income side, if they're under income by a certain dollar or percent, I think they should give us an explanation also.
Right. Well, there's a motion a little further down that gets
to
income a little bit, but not directly on that point. But we might want to add to that one because I agree. You're right.
Okay. Do we have any objections to the amendment? Okay, the amendment is that this will be limited to amounts over $1,000. And, all right, is there anything further on this?
Dana?
Okay, hearing none. Is there any objection to the motion as amended? Okay, hearing none, we should move that it's adopted.
Okay, the next resolution is actually carried forward from about three meetings ago. We didn't get back to it. Resolve that the National Finance Committee shall receive monthly on-air fundraising reports showing the number of days for each fund drive, the total amount pledged, the total amount of fulfilled pledges and the fulfillment rate for each station fund drive for the previous five quarters. And the LFB Finance Committee shall receive such monthly reports for their respective stations. Now what that would do would give us actual dollar figures to compare to the budget for each fund drive. So we can compare, and also we'd be able to look back a year and see whether this fund drive was better than or not as good as the one the year before. What we're getting when we get our income statement, it doesn't, it'll show listener support, but it doesn't tell us which fund drive it's credited to, so we are not really seeing how we're doing fund drive by fund drive. Because sometimes somebody's paying a pledge, like on a monthly basis, a monthly withdrawal from their bank, and it may be from a pledge they made 9 months ago. So this will show us how each fund drive actually did.
And, Carol, they don't track that now?
Yes, the Memphis...
Can I get a second?
Is there a second to the motion?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll second it.
Yeah, they do track this. The MEMSYS, M-E-M-S-Y-S, all caps, is the system where all pledges are entered and all payments credited to pledges are entered. And it can be printed out in about 30 seconds. The summary report by Drive.
Right.
So we should just get that monthly updated so we can see how each fund drive is done. That's the point.
Okay.
Is there any further discussion? Okay. Is there any objection? Okay.
Well... Okay.
Go ahead. Let's talk about it. I mean, just to talk about
this. No, what I want to know is... I'm trying to look at Carol's...
Take your time.
Okay, I'll just say what's off the top of my head. Carol, your proposal is for them just to give us those comparisons that are already in existence?
Yeah, the report already exists. They generate it every month. The MEMSYS report exists.
Okay.
We're just asking that they send it to us.
Okay, and so what did your motion say again?
That they send it to us. And what the report says is how many days the fund drive was, what the total pledges were, what total fulfilled pledges are, and the fulfillment rate, like 75% of the pledges have been paid so far from that drive.
Okay, I'm reading it now. But are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess what's kind of missing out of this motion is the statement that these reports are already in existence. When I read it, it kind of, how I read it, kind of suggests that they do this for us. You know, but what's missing is that it's already done, and I think I would maybe amend it a little bit and say, shall receive already prepared or existing reports that report on air fundraising, showing the number of days and everything. I just want, and I didn't quite conceptualize it, but I just kind of want to put in there that this is already in existence, so we're not asking people to do a whole bunch of work. We just
mm-hmm.
want to receive that report.
Okay, so shall receive the pre-existing MEMSYS report showing the following.
Yes, something like, yeah, that sounds
good. Or just say shall receive the monthly MEMSYS
mm-hmm.
report.
Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
Shall receive the monthly MEMSYS report showing the following.
Okay.
I move to amend the motion to insert shall receive the monthly.
I'm going to put this as Warren's motion to amend by Warren.
Second.
Second by Williams. To amend by Warren as follows. Receive the monthly.
Mm-hmm.
On their fundraising report?
Put MEMSYS report so they'll know what we're talking about.
The monthly MEMSYS.
Yeah, MEMSYS. That's the system.
On their fundraising report showing the number of days. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. So. The National Finance Committee shall receive the monthly MEMSYS on their fundraising report showing the number of days for each fund drive, the total amount pledged, the total amount of fulfilled pledges, and the fulfillment rate for each station fund drive for the previous five quarters, and the LSB Finance Committee shall receive such monthly reports for their respective station. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Let's turn this off.
Okay. Any objection to the amendment?
None.